10 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 71, our current temperature here in Albany. As we take you back to Greenwald, more exciting baseball action. It's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Thank you, Cy. We go to the bottom of the third inning, and Carter Wessel will face Heath Kramer of the Clippers. Carter Block and Carson Geislinger. As Kramer takes down inside and low in the count, one ball, one strike. Heath, one for one, had a base hit in his first at bat. And he'll pull that one over our heads in the count, one and two. One ball, two strikes. I think it's going to turn out to be a PRETTY day, like Harvey Boining used to say. Those that knew Harvey back in Harvey's bar days, Harvey owned some bars in Albany, and his customers would always be greeted by, well, what's today going to be like, a PRETTY day? Shane Campson pulls back as called strike three on Heath Kramer. Boy, that umpire, a late call.
I don't care for that too well, do you, Randy?
No.
I like to make them be decisive on their calls. If it's wrong, it's wrong, right?
Exactly. All right, to the plate, Carter Block. And from what I'm hearing now, we said Nolan Geislinger was going to be a sophomore. Somebody told me that yesterday. Now I'm hearing otherwise, that Nolan's going to be a freshman. So. No one's going to school, though. I know that.
He's getting younger.
Yeah, he's getting younger. Carter Block at the plate pops this one up in the infield. Grant Ludwig, Sam Hupfer. Who's going to get it? No, Ludwig drops it. And safe at first is Carter Block. I think that's where Hupfer needed to call off Grant Ludwig on the play.
That looked like he was. I don't think Grant wanted to give groan on that one.
That one was straight above Grant Ludwig, and he was starting to do the little birdie dance, and so an error on Ludwig at third allows Block to reach, and it brings Carson Geislinger to the plate. One out, and Geislinger takes a strike call from Carter Wessel. Just as lethal as these Clippers bats are, you don't want to give them outs, or give them hits, I mean, or give them base runners. Here's Geislinger, a shot to right field. That's a base hit. Block will pull into second, and Carson Geislinger picks up his first hit of the day. That'll bring Nolan Geislinger to the plate with runners at first and second. Gavin Mathias on deck. One out and two on. A 7-4 Lake Henry lead here in the third. Carter Wessel pitching out of the stretch. And Wessel's pitch a little bit high to Nolan Geislinger. Ball one. 1-0. Runners there lead. Wessel comes home, and Geislinger swings and misses. Strike one. 1-1 the count. One ball, one strike. Carter Wessel looks back to second and comes home, and here's a shot to first off of the glove of Grant Ludwig into the right field corner. That'll score Block. On to third, Carson Geislinger. And they're going to score that, a hit for Nolan Geislinger, his second of the day, and it's 7-5.
That Nolan's having quite a regional so far, isn't he?
He is.
Five hits already.
Matt Geislinger quickly out to whisper something into Nolan's ear.
I think we got some co-managing going on here today. I didn't see Tom Marquardt here, did you?
No, Tom's with Kimball.
I'm sorry. I got the wrong guy here.
Here's a swing and a miss by Gavin Mathias.
You're getting me all mixed up with these teams, Randy.
I know. 7-5 our score, bottom of the third inning.
That's right. I did see him last night.
Geislinger at third, Geislinger at first. And going on the play is Nolan Geislinger. They throw through. Here comes the home play and out at home. home is Carson Geislinger.
Wow.
Matt Quaid slipped in front of that throw to second base, and he fired it back to home, and they get Carson Geislinger trying to score. So Nolan took off in a steal, and when the throw was made by Shane Campson, Quaid cuts in front, and they nail Carson Geislinger at the plate.
Probably where Nolan should have probably stopped, right? They got in that hot box.
So 0-2. That was a strike call to Gavin Mathias. Two outs. And the pitch a little bit low for a ball, and now 1-2. Nolan Geislinger went into second base with that stolen base. And Mathias pulls it to the backstop, and the count stays 1-2. The Clippers have scored one in the third. It's 7-5, Lake Henry. They'll kick the pitch, a swing and a miss. Out on strikes is Mathias, and that ends the inning for Watkins. One run on two hits, one error, and one left on base. We have played three, 7-5, Lake Henry. We're back in 1.5 here on KFM.
Not just good food, it's great food and a ton of menu options to choose from at Trapper's Pub & Grub in Farming. The grill at Trapper's Pub & Grub opens at 11 a.m. daily and features a full-service bar. Nightly specials begin at 5. Tuesday is taco night, Wednesday it's $6 burger baskets, and Thursday is fajita night. Plus, catering is always an option when you're hosting an event. Don't miss the boat on a great meal when you stop by Trapper's Pub & Grub in Farming for takeouts or catering. Phone 548-3700.
Soak up your summer savings today with Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram during the summer clearance event. Hi everyone, it's Colin. This month only, lease the all-new 2020 Jeep Cherokee Limited V6 with blind spot monitoring for only $271 per month. Or lock in employee pricing on the all-new 2020 Jeep Gladiator. Lease it today for only $356 per month. Don't delay. Soak up your savings today at Albany Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, home of the free 5-state delivery. Just off I-94 in Albany and online at albanychrysler.com.
Good morning to you. We're at 2 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 71, our current temperature here in Albany. Couple of programming notes. Yes, we will have baseball in its entirety. Then following the game, we'll probably do the birthday club, your funeral announcements, and a look at weather. So that's all coming your way after the game. Right now, we take you back to Greenwald. More exciting Regency baseball action with Randy and Don.
Thank you, Cy. We're back here in the top of the fourth inning with the Watkins Clippers against the Lake Henry Lakers here in a 7-5 ball game here with top of the order for Lake Henry up right now with Levi Bast, followed by Carter Wessel, Shane Campson, the scheduled hitters here in the top of the fourth. Good ball game going on so far here right now. Lake Henry with 7 runs on 8 hits and an error. Watkins, 5 runs on 7 hits and no errors. A little bit of rainfall right now yet. There's a ball hit to the shortstop over to first base. One out for the Clippers, for the Lake Henry Lakers here in the top of the fourth. That'll bring up Carter Wessel, number 2 hitter in this lineup, also doing the pitching today for Lake Henry. Looks like the skies are clearing up a little bit here. We got a little bit of water dripping off the press box here right now, and we'll see how it progresses for the rest of the day. Carter takes a strike on the inside corner.
Got Carter Block on the mound, and Wessel drives this one to right field. Don, back by the fence. It is gone.
Yep.
A solo home run for Carter Wessel. Thank you, Don, for filling in. Mother Nature called, and guess what? You missed a home run call.
Yeah, I did. I get the ground balls, you get the home runs.
Right? That's right, that's right. And then, of course, I had to talk to some fans down there.
There
too.
You go.
Yeah. So the Lakers add to their 7-5 lead, now 8-5 with that solo home run by Carter Wessel.
Back and back we go here. Nobody's going to give in here.
Shane Campson to the plate, and the pitch from Block is high for a ball, and 1-0. Carter Block ready. Campson takes a strike called.
Carter was kind of battling a little bit of a slump here in the region tournament. That might just take him right out of it right there now. Get him going.
Block ready on the mound. The 1-1 pitch, and Campson follows that back and out of play in the count 1-2. As I was walking down there, it's wet on the ground.
Is it?
And I can imagine the playing surface, too.
Well, it's a good thing he didn't slip and break a hip or something. And,
oh, exactly.
You know, I would have had to do the rest of this ball game. That would have been interesting. I think it would have been out there in a hurry.
It's a song, What Are Partners For, right? And that's our What Are Friends For, right? 2-2 to count to Shane Campson. 8-5, Lake Henry with the lead in the fourth. Carter Block on in relief of Heath Kramer. And the pitch to Campson is outside. And the count full now, 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Kick the pitch, and Campson rips this to right center field. That's going to be fielded on one hop by Matt Geislinger, and he gets it back into the infield, and Campson didn't get cheated on that swing. That was a shot by Shane.
Carter Block pretty much breezed through the third inning there.
Bottom of the order.
Wow.
Now the top gets to see him, and Matt Quaid. A couple fly ball outs today. Matt just got underneath the last fly ball to left field. We'll see how he looks against Carter Block the first time he's faced him today. And the pitch is strike called, 0-1. The Wolves one strike. The Lakers with 10 hits already in the ball game here in the fourth. Carter Block kicks and delivers, and Quaid drives it to right field. That's down the line. Giving chase is Geislinger. The one hopped off the fence. Quaid digging for two, and Campson hobbling into third. Shane grabbing that right knee of his. I don't know if that locked up on him or what.
That had to be close to going out over there.
It was one real short hop off that fence at the 311 sign.
Yeah.
So a double for Quaid. And see if they're going to bring a runner in for Shane Campson.
Uh-oh.
That knee, and he's had some trouble with that over the years.
Hamstring, too.
Hamstring, trying to stretch it out.
Well, he won't come out very easily, I'll tell you that. Shane Campson won't.
Carter Block using the tool to clean his metal cleats out. A little buildup of some dirt. Watkins is going to pull the infield in on the grass with one out and runners at second and third as Nick Dingman steps up to the plate. Nick, 1-for-2 today. And the pitch two. Nick, a strike called, 0-1.
Nick can hit with some power, but he's also a slap hitter. He likes to hit to that right side.
And there's a big hole in right center field right now.
Yeah.
I'm sure he has seen that and probably not change anything with his batting style.
Absolutely not.
Pitches low for a ball, and 1-1 to count to Nick Dingman.
I've seen him progress over the last couple years. From the time he played in Roscoe here until he got to Lake Henry, that he hits the ball now pretty much where it's pitched. He can pull the ball, too. He hits with some power.
Dingman fouls it to the backstop. Just an indication, we're up here and we look like it's right across the plate, but he barely got a bat on it.
You bet. But that would have been a perfect pitch to poke this way, wouldn't it? He's got a piece of that. That scored a run.
One ball, two strikes, the count, 8-5. Lake Henry with the lead. We're in the top of the fourth inning. Lots of runs scored already. Carter Block looking down to Lincoln Hogan. That infield still drawn in. As Block ready on the mound. A right-hander's pitch and pops up foul and out of play. Count stays 1-2. You look how clean Carter Block's pants are. Then you look at Carson Geislinger. He had slid into home earlier on that play at home, and, like, he is dirty. Here's Dingman, a bloop down the right field line. That'll go foul.
That's where he's trying to go.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And the count 1-2, you have to Nick Dingman. Ball and two strikes, and one out, 2-1. Here's a block. It's ready on the mound, and his pitch. And Dingman, a ground ball into a drawing infield. Now Nolan Geislinger has Shane Campson in a hot box. And Carson Geislinger will tag out Shane Campson, and Quaid has to scoot back to second. Now, Shane didn't come far enough down the line because Matt Quaid could never take off and go to third.
You're right. He should have kept coming down a little bit further, got in the hot box down on this area a little further. But
yep.
Nobody behind Matthew over there. They were all kind of congregating towards third base, and I seen Matt Geislinger coming in from right field. He was backing up first base over here, and I think they snuck somebody behind her. They had a throw at him.
Yep. So two outs, and here's Grant Ludwig. Grant, 1-for-2 so far today. Runners at first and second now after that fielder's choice. Dingman at first, Quaid at second. A run in for Lake Henry here in the fourth. Block comes home. Ludwig swings and misses. Strike one. 1-1 the count. Grant did not get cheated on his cut there. Carter Block works from the stretch. And Ludwig takes low for a ball. Lincoln Hogan held that there for a while. He wanted strike two, but the umpire wasn't giving it to him. And the count, 2 balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike to count.
Am I still alive?
We've got a fly swatter here. 3-1 as the pitch finishes outside. And 3 balls, one strike now to Grant Ludwig. Matt Leeser on deck. They kick the pitch, and a swing and a miss by Ludwig, strike two. The count full, 3-2. We'll see the runners take off here. Block shakes off that first sign. Now he's comfortable with what he gets on the second sign. There go the runners, and Ludwig takes high ball four. So that'll load him up for Matt Leeser. Matt had a double in his first at-bat, struck out. He was the first man to face Carter Block when he came in the third. Bases loaded for the Lakers. The pitch to the Leeser. A little outside for a ball, 1-0.
Wow. Like you said, we don't have the right angle here.
No.
But the height is right there, isn't it?
It is. The height is there. He's obviously
above the knees,
missing outside. Pitch high and 2-0. 2 balls, no strikes. Too old to count. Bases loaded. Leeser takes a strike called and 2-1.
I have to get a gas mask up here. Mary's hitting him with her book, and Randy's using the fly bomb here.
We'll get rid of those flies yet. The 2-1 pitch to Leeser. Here's a shot to short. Geislinger fields it in the hole, throws to third. They get the force at third, and a big play by Nolan Geislinger ends the fourth for Lake Henry. One run on that home run by Carter Wessel on three hits. There were no errors, and the bases left loaded. We played 3.5, 8-5. Lake Henry with the lead over Watkins. We're back in a minute.
Managed Wi-Fi takes your internet connection to new places. Literally, Albany Mutual Telephone's managed Wi-Fi service boosts the internet signal strength to every corner of your home, upstairs, downstairs, inside, and out. Our managed Wi-Fi service delivers optimal internet performance, meaning you can work, play, stream, or browse on multiple devices in every room in your home. For more info, call us today at 320-845-2101 or visit us on the web at albanytel.com. Albany Mutual Telephone. Technology all the way home.
In farming, you can't always count on the weather, but you can count on a bank that specializes in agricultural lending, like Freeport State Bank. They know it and live it. Call or swing by to ask about competitive farm loans for prosperity and peace of mind. Freeport State Bank has helped farmers weather the storm since 1908, and they're here for you today. Freeport State Bank, Freeport, New Munich, Melrose, and Greenwald, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. We are now at 12 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading is 72 degrees. Have to check and see. I see the rain flying up on the highway, so looks like it's still drizzling a little bit here yet in Chasm Country. More baseball action coming your way. It's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Thank you, Cy. We're having a lot of fun up in the press box this morning. We're making our own fun. Heck, we're fighting with the flies.
Getting visuals with each other, bareback.
Right, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, I take this water pill for my blood pressure, and Mother Nature calls, so I had to go. And Don had to do play-by-play, so that's it's life.
That's
get used
good.
To it. Yeah,
that's right.
Starting off the fourth inning for Watkins, Kevin Kramer. Kramer takes a big turn at first, and he's on with a leadoff single.
Kramer's swinging the bat well today, isn't he?
3-for-3, and guess what? He's one hit away from the cycle. He's got a single. He's got a double. He's got a home run, and he just needs that triple.
I tell you what, that there could have been it because Nick Dingman flipped out there.
right on. That'll bring Lincoln Hogan to the plate. Ludwig holds Kramer at first.
Getting a little Woodstock talk up here now. Right on.
Yeah, Keegan Stevie, he supplied us with a cooler full of water.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
A little
water.
Gatorade.
A little Gatorade. So thanks, Keegan. 1-0 the count. Hogan shot to third. Spooner goes to second for one. The relay to first. In time. A 5-4-3 double play as Kramer went pretty hard into Sam Hupfer, and Sam was able to get the ball out of his glove. Wow. So two outs.
Good pickup by Grant Ludwig over at first base here, too. Good stretch.
Colin Spooner continues to play a good third base. He had a great game yesterday for the Lakers, and here's a shot, a hit in the infield. Ludwig fields. He'll have to flip to Wessel, and they can't make a play on Matt Geislinger as he'll be safe. That was a tough play. Ludwig and Hupfer chased it, and Carter Wessel maybe a little late getting to first base. So an infield single for Matt Geislinger.
Matty gets down that line quick, doesn't
yes,
he?
Yes, he does.
Tell you what, that's always an injury waiting to happen on that play, isn't it? It's either a stepped on foot or Achilles, whatever it is, there, back of your leg. It's a tough play to make, and it's usually somebody gets hurt usually on them.
Brendan Ashton to the plate, and the breaking ball from Carter Wessel is a strike called 0-1. No balls, one strike to count. The pitch to Ashton on the way. A little bit low and outside in the count, 1-1. Got a nice note from LeBron Spanier over in Cold Spring. LeBron's listening to us. She has her rocker, and she's listening to us in her rocker today.
Hope she oiled it up because it's a long weekend.
You bet. She follows her Lakers. One ball and two strikes as Ashton tips foul at the plate. Matt Geislinger over at first base. Carter Wessel looks to first, and the pitch is low and in the dirt. Nice stop by Shane Campson. Shane had pretty good scoots there with that knee or hamstring.
Absolutely. And we talked about that yesterday. You said we both have bad knees. But you got to remember, Randy, I'm on my second set here already.
Wow.
Mine are pretty good.
Here's a shot by Ashton Spooner. Scoops it up over at third and over to second for the force out. And that ends the Clippers' fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, and one left on base. We play four here in Greenwald, Lake Henry 8, and Watkins 5. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Kramer Lumber and Fabrel have partnered together for over 30 years to offer you the best quality steel for roofing and siding panels. Kramer Lumber will offer the quality and dependability you are looking for, along with superior service and an industry-leading product line. With different profiles and colors to choose from, you'll find what you like for your building project. For roofing, siding, panels, and trim, and other important accessories, your place is Kramer Lumber, serving the area since 1958. Stop in today and ask them about building with Fabrell.
There's only one place to go when you need to fill up: Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, your hometown Senex store. Whether you are filling up with gasoline or with beverages and snacks, you can be sure that you'll get helpful, energetic service. That's because Senex stores are locally owned with a long tradition of serving communities in this part of the country, and they sell high-quality gasoline and diesel fuels that you can depend on. Senex, our energy comes through. Stop in at QPC Store, or for bulk fuel delivery, call Meyer Grove Co-op at 320-987-3297. Good luck to all the area amateur baseball teams.
We're at 17 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon, 71 degrees. Again, our temperature, we've been bouncing back and forth between 71 and 72. Right now, 71, and still some light drizzle here in at the studios in Albany. With more Regency baseball coverage, it's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Hi, thank you very much. We begin the fifth inning here at Greenwald. Sam Upthrow lead it off against Carter Block. Got a final already from Region 4C this morning. Bird Island defeated Regal 2-0. So Bird Island keeps moving on with a 2-0 win over Regal. Thanks to Sean Klopaki for providing me with the scores from Region 4C.
Ooh, that game started at 10 o'clock.
10 bells already. And upper at the plate, the count, 2 balls, no strikes.
So we got some of the Painesville players over there, quite a few of them sitting on the bench watching this game. A bunch of their friends playing for the Lakers.
Catch low and away, and 3-0 right now. 3 balls, no strikes. And the pitch to Sam Hupfer outside, ball four, and Carter Block issues a walk.
Shout out to Harvey Wirtz if he's listening today. Get well soon. Battling a little illness, I guess, or an illness in the St. Cloud Hospital right now. So, Harvey, if you're listening, get well.
All right. At the plate, Colin Spooner in the first pitch to Spooner is inside for ball 1-0, and Carter Block with 5 straight to balls. Spooner, maybe a bunt situation here. Carson Geislinger, he'll cheat up on the grass here as the pitch comes to the plate. And Spooner will take a strike call, then 1-1. Can still hear that light rain falling, even though we do see blue skies out to the west. So the clouds do have some precipitation in, even though they're very light clouds.
There's some water dripping off the roof here yet.
Spooner tries to bunt, and sacrifice bunt is foul at the plate, and the count now 1-2 to Colin Spooner. 1-2. To the count. Carter Block ready on the mound, and Spooner slaps it into left field, a base hit by a diving Nolan Geislinger. Just going with the pitch the other way.
Tell you what, they're doing the little things right, aren't they?
They certainly are.
Don't try to do too much with that outside pitch. Just take it where it's pitched. Nobody out here in the fifth inning.
Look at this Lake Henry team, and the majority of them all prodigies of Brad Skoglund, and that's what Brad Skoglund, if he's listening out there, I think your students have done well. They have followed what you teach. Such a good baseball guy. And Levi Bass, the fly ball to shallow center field. Kevin Kramer there to make the catch for the out, and Hupfer and Spooner just hang on second and first.
Levi not real happy with himself there. He wanted to hit a line drive or a ground ball somewhere.
I think he got that one right off the handle.
Yeah. Get the fat part of the bat on that one.
Carter Russell steps to the plate. Carter 2 for 2 today. He's got a double and a home run. Also walked in his first at bat. So been on base all 3 times today. Carter blocks pitch to Carter Wessel. A ball, 1-0. One out the count. Here's block pitch, and Wessel will take that for a strike called, and 1-1. One ball, one strike.
So we're armed up here now. Fly bomb, fly swatter, and a notepad.
That's right. And the pitch to Wessel is outside, and the count, 2 balls and a strike. 2-1 the count. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you, Region 15 seed baseball. Here's a shot down the first base line. That's a fair ball. Brendan Ashton jumps and...
tag him.
And dives and makes the play at first. And for whatever reason, Sam Hupfer was slow taking off from second base. They threw to third yet, but no tag was put on Sam Hupfer. That was not a force out.
No,
he needed to tag him. So, runners at second and third now. Nice play by Brendan Ashton, though, at first base to get Carter Wessel. That was just a strange play. It developed so slow.
It did, and then Ashton at first base, he didn't realize right away that he had a play at third.
Right.
And then throw was a little late.
Carson Geislinger grabbed the throw, but there was no force anymore. He needed to apply the tag, being Ashton got the out at first base.
I think he's realizing that right now.
So two outs. Here's Shane Campson at the plate with runners at second and third. First pitch to Shane is a ball, 1-0. Carter Block on in relief of Heath Kramer. He started the third inning, so 2 2/3 of relief work thus far. They kick the pitch. There's a strike called. And 1-1. One ball, one strike. One to count. Block steps off the pitching rubber. Now he's back on. Block looks back to second. Now just a quick glance to third, and Campson follows it back and out of play. And the count at a ball and two strikes.
This is a huge out for Watkins right here with Shane Campson up here. If he can get him out of here without any runs being scored, he'll accomplished a big feat here, I think. Runners at second and third. You got Quaid up next, so this is a big out.
One ball, two strikes. Campson takes high for ball and 2-2. Region 8C, they're in a rain delay right now with St. Stephen leading Randall 3-2. That ball game in the bottom of the fifth inning, but a rain delay up in Piers. And Bird Island beat Regal this morning, 3-2. 3-2. This ball game in the top of the fifth inning. Here's Campson, a ground ball to second. Kramer down on it, makes the play, throws to first, 4-3 in the putout, and that ends Lake Henry's fifth. No runs, a hit, no errors, and two left on. 4.5 innings, Lake Henry 8, Watkins 5. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
Food like Mom and Grandma used to make? Then scoot to the Sportsman Stand in Lake Henry for Cindy's Noon Lunch Special, served Tuesday through Friday. The portions are for big appetites, so come hungry or order off the menu. Saturday is Burger Night at the Sportsman Stand from 5 till 9. Hamburgers just $2 and fries $1.50. Plus, save the date for Sportsman's Den Outdoor Concert featuring Crystal Breeze on Friday, August 28th from 7 until 11. For food orders and event booking, call Cindy at the Sportsman's Den, 243-4546. That's 243-4546. Serving Central Minnesota farmers for 40 years, Virgil's Vigorina Farming has been a helpful friend to many. Virgil's Vigorina offers on-farm delivery and invites you to stop in for products, too. They carry a full line of FAMO feeds that play an important part in the diet of your animals and are also a Chevron oil dealer for bulk oils and grease. Virgil and Mary Kaltoff are proud to be a part of the farming community and look forward to serving you with a complete line of FAMO and Hubbard feeds, Chevron oil products, and much more. Call for information at 548-3431. That's 548-3431.
And a pleasant good afternoon to you. We're now at 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. 71, our current temperature here in Albany. Still a little bit of light rainfall here at the studios in Albany. For more exciting Regency baseball action, it's Randy and Don.
Pick is high, bottom of the fifth inning. As it keeps getting brighter and brighter here in Greenwald. We can see those blue skies out to the west. They are closer and closer. And here in the bottom of the fifth inning, Carter Wessel will face the middle of the order. Designated hitter Heath Kramer, Carter Block, and Carson Geislinger. 8 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. 5 runs, 9 hits, and no errors for Watkins. 21 hits already in our ball game and 13 runs. The first pitch to Heath Kramer is low for a ball, 1-0.
I think we're going to get summer here in about an hour, aren't we, Randy?
We are. Kramer beats a foul down the third baseline, followed by just inches. And retrieved there by Nick Dingman in that corner. And Heath Kramer back in the box. 1-1.
The kids gave up over in right field, didn't they, for the time being?
Heath Kramer pops this one up over by the first baseman in foul ground. Grant Ludwig can't come up with it. It goes off his glove. We have a breeze that's blowing right now. I can see on that flag off to our left. It's blowing from left to right, blowing out to center field, actually. So more of a south wind.
Yes, it is.
South wind this afternoon. Look out, 1-2. Heath Kramer. The kick pitch, outside of all, and 2-2. 2-2. The pitch, Kramer, ground ball to short. Ooh, that takes a big hop on Quade. He bobbles it a few times and able to make the play. I think he pushed it up in the air 3 times before he finally was able to grab it and make the play.
Pretty wicked hop to start with there off his chest. He bobbled it once, bobbled it twice, and at Heath Kramer.
Able to keep it in front of him, though. And with one out, Carter Block to the plate. Carter 0 for 2 today, reached on an error and scored back in the third inning. First pitch to Carter, a ball from Carter Wessel. Here's a shot down the third baseline, and that is just foul. Wow.
Boy, 2 of them ready, huh?
Yeah. That just foul. Colin Spooner and Dustin Kramer over at the third base, just kind of pointing to it in the ground where it ended up. Block takes outside a ball, and the count at 2-1. 2-1. Block pops this one up. That's going to go foul and over our heads out of play. And the count 2-2. Wessel delivers low and inside, and the count full at 3-2. Now, Carter Wessel, do they do a lot of pitch counts? Or, I mean, he's thrown his share of pitches already in this ballgame. There's a swing and a miss by Block. He's out on strikes.
I would say they don't let him go real, real far.
Lake Henry with other pitching options. Grant Ludwig threw the complete game yesterday.
We have a draftee from Roscoe, Jordan Schlaper. I think Sam Hupford throws for him a little bit.
Here's Wessel's pitch to Geislinger. First pitch, a strike. There's a swing and a miss by Carson Geislinger and 0-2. The ball, 2 strikes.
Campson's getting a little beat up behind the plate there today. He's running the bases. He gets a little leg trouble there. It looks like he got one off the hand.
The 0-2. Here's a ground ball to first. Ludwig stays down on it, and Grant will grab it for the out, and that'll end the Clippers' fifth as they go 1-2-3. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. We played 5 in Greenwald. 8-5, Lake Henry with the lead over Watkins. We're back in a minute.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. It's great to see hometown baseball at its best, and we're proud to be a broadcast sponsor of the Region 15C baseball tournaments. The fields look great in Greenville and El Rosa, and we're proud to have our roll-off at the Greenville Park. West Central Sanitation is one of the last local family-owned refuse and recycling companies left in central Minnesota. Call us today at 1-800-246-7630. West Central Sanitation, good neighbors you've come to trust.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call, serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams.
Coming up on 28 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we have a temperature reading of 71 degrees here in central Minnesota as we head back out to Greenwald for more exciting Regency baseball action. It's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
Thank you, Cy. You bet. Welcome back. Top of the sixth inning and leading it off for the Lake Henry Lakers and Matt Quaid, Nick Dingman, and Grant Ludwig, the scheduled hitters. First pitch to Quaid, a strike and 0-1.
Quaid time up already today.
Quaid double in his last at bat. He's 1-for-3 today. And fouls it to the backstop and the count at 0-2.
The makings of getting up 5-6 times today in this ballgame.
0-2 the count. And there's a ball, 1-2. Quaid, a right-handed hitter, facing block, a right-handed pitcher. And the pitch low. It's a count 2-2 now to Matthew. They appealed if he went around. Lincoln Hogan asking for an appeal. No, they say he did not. Balls, 2 strikes to Matt. Block. Takes quite a bit of time here between his pitches, and now Quaid steps out of the box. He got impatient, and block ready again on the mound. Carter comes home. Pitch outside, a ball.
Wind's picked up quite a bit here.
3-2.
Center field flag is getting straightened out there. South wind.
3-2. The pitch, high ball foreign. Quaid works himself a walk after being down 0-2. Going to bring Nick Dingman to the plate. Nick 1-for-3 so far today. Nick with a base hit back in the second inning. He's showing bunt right away.
A little early.
Block will throw to first. Quaid back safely. Yeah, I always kind of was leery about showing bunt that early. Sometimes pitchers will throw right at you then. Or a curveball as Dingman pops this one up in foul ground. Brendan Ashton giving chase down the right field line, and that's going to fall in between Brendan Ashton and Dustin Kramer.
I think he had any intentions of bunting. I think he was just kind of faking him out on the first pitch.
And swinging away.
But.
So, a long strike for Nick Dingman. 0-1 the count. Quaid will take his lead at first, 8-5. Lake Henry with the lead here in the top of the sixth. Oh, and a late swing by Nick Dingman, that breaking ball, and 0-2.
He knew it was going to be a strike, didn't he?
He did.
Just couldn't pull the trigger early enough.
Well, 2 strikes.
Muggsy's kind of smiling.
Carter block ready. Dingman will follow that to the backstop, and the count at 0-2 yet. Balls, 2 strikes. Wade the lead. Here's Block's pitch. That bounces in the dirt. Hogan keeps that in front of it, and the count 2-2. Make it 1-2. 1-2 the count. 8 runs, 12 hits, and an error for Lake Henry. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Watkins. Carter Block kicks and delivers, and Dingman a ground ball to second. Kramer has it roll off his glove. They throw to first, not in time, and safe at first. Nick Dingman on the air by Kramer at second.
Wow. I think he had intentions of going to second with that, didn't
he? Was
going to
turn it, yep.
Took his eye out for a second.
Going to bring Grant Ludwig to the plate, and again, Lake Henry starts an inning out with a couple guys on base. It's their fourth inning out of the six so far that they've started with at least the first two guys on base. It makes it tough on pitchers,
yes,
doesn't it?
It does.
Here's Grant Ludwig, a swing and a miss, strike one. 0-1 the count. Nat Quaid at second, Nick Dingman at first. Grant Ludwig so far today, 1-for-2 with a walk. Carter Block delivers, and Ludwig will take a strike called, and 0-2. Balls, two strikes. Block sets himself again from the stretch. And his pitch on the way. Ludwig takes high for a ball, says the home plate umpire. I think Grant Ludwig would have started to the dugout already. Lincoln Hogan thought that was a strike, and the home plate umpire said nope.
Yeah, Grant was turning around already. He thought that was strike three.
One ball, two strikes. A pitch by Block. That's low and 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. The runners there leads. Block looking back to second, and he comes home, and Ludwig skies at the center field. Kevin Kramer fading back. That wind keeps pushing it, and Kramer back by the fence makes the catch. Quaid will tag. He'll go to third. But that ball, I thought, started out like a routine fly ball, and Kramer chased it all the way back to the fence.
Got that south wind right now. That's going to help some fly balls in the outfield. Anything gets hit fairly decent might have a chance of going out right now.
Bring Matt Leeser, the DH, to the plate. Matt, so far today, 1-for-3.
Well, you always got to play for a double play here, don't you?
You really do. Carter Block.
I'd say Dingman's going to probably be stealing.
He goes on the pitch. Here's Hogan's throw. Nope, he's going to hang on to it as Quaid stays at third. So they're going to give up that base to Nick Dingman.
Yeah, he stopped about 20 feet from the bag to make him throw, but he didn't bite for it.
Matt Leeser at the plate now with runners at second and third. The first pitch was a ball to Matt. Infield drawn in, and Leeser a chopper to short. Nolan Geislinger, another good play. Throws to first, 6-3 in the putout.
Knows what he's doing for a young man over there at short. Plays the game well already.
So two outs. And Sam Upford to the plate. Sam, 1-for-2 today, a double, a run scored, a walk. And the pitch high to Sam, ball one. Lakers stranded a couple runners in the fourth inning. Actually left the bases loaded in the fourth inning, two in the fifth, and two here in the sixth right now. As Hupper ground ball to short. Geislinger automatic throws to first, 6-3 in the putout, and a couple more stranded runners for the Lakers. No runs on no hits. There was one error and two left on base. We have played 5.5, Lake Henry 5, and Lake Henry 8, and Watkins 5. We're back in a minute on KASN.
If you're coming to Greenwald for region baseball, then the Greenwald Pub becomes a must-stop for you. The Greenwald Pub has daily noon specials and evening dinner specials. The staff at the Greenwald Pub does catering to your events, or just call ahead and you can pick up whatever you need to host a gathering of guests. Need tables and chairs? You can rent them at the Greenwald Pub. Give them a call at 987-3100. That's 987-3100. Wishing best of luck to all the area teams playing in the region tournament in Greenwald and El Rosa from the Greenwald Pub. If you're looking for a grand slam of an agency, Kensington Insurance Agency and Grinnell Mutual are your sluggers at the plate. From protecting all of your personal needs to insuring your farm and business, we've got you covered. With Grinnell Mutual, you can trust in tomorrow. Kensington Insurance Agency is proud to support all the local teams in the Region 15C baseball tournament. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
And we're now at 18 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, 71 degrees here in central Minnesota as we head back out to Greenwald. A more Region 15C baseball tournament action. It's Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen.
All right, Cy, we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Nolan Geislinger, Gavin Mathias, and Kevin Kramer will face left-hander Carter Wessel, and Nolan Geislinger taps his first pitch foul down the first baseline, and the count 0-1 to Nolan. Nolan's had a good day so far for the Watkins Clippers. He is 2-for-2 at the plate. Pitch to Nolan is a strike called, and now 0-2.
Cy didn't say anything today about bringing us mashed potatoes and chicken and stuff, did he?
No, he did not plan for that for us. I probably thought that we were close enough to the Greenwald Pub we could get our own. Right?
There you go.
Yeah. Foul ball by Nolan Geislinger, and count at 0-2 yet, and the breaking ball freezes Geislinger at the plate. He's called out on strikes. Nice pitch by Carter Wessel.
That was a beauty. Throws Nolan.
And coming up to the plate, it's number 9 hitter Gavin Mathias. Pitch to Mathias, a strike called, 0-1. Balls, one strike.
Wow.
Strike two and 0-2.
Carter's doing something different here a little bit. I think he's really starting to change speeds here later on in this ball game.
0-2 the count. There's and a swing and a miss. The foul out of play by Mathias. Count stays 0-2.
That almost looked like a fork ball, Randy.
Pitch high. And one ball, two strikes to Mathias. One, two to count. A little bit low with the ball, and 2-2 now. Two balls and two strikes. Just missing the count, full to Mathias at 3-2.
Well, that's a pitcher's pitch, isn't it, Randy? And that outside corner down by Denise.
On deck, it's Kevin Kramer. Here's Mathias, a drive to right, going back, and that ball is gone. Over the right field fence, number 9 hitter Gavin Mathias goes deep, and the Clippers back to within 2 at 8-6.
Kind of on the inside corner there, and he just got a piece of it and got it up in jet stream out there in right field. And
Wessel was ahead in that count, 0-2 to
yes,
him.
Yes, he was. I know Shane kind of pounded the glove back to him when he gave him the ball. And
here's Kevin Kramer taking the first pitch, a fly ball out to Baston right. He'll make the catch for out number 2. And Kevin trying to be aggressive on that first pitch when he got a little underneath. So, with 2 outs, it's Lincoln Hogan to the plate.
Got that idea this game is far from over yet.
Yeah, 8-6. Watkins back to within 2. Hogan so far today is 0-2 with a walk and a run scored. 2 outs, nobody on. Here's a strike call to Hogan and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Carter Wessel doing a little groundskeeping out on the mound. Lincoln Hogan backs out of the batter's box. Two balls, one strike. The kick, the pitch. And Hogan, a fly ball to right field. Bass coming in. He'll make the catch for the out, and that ends the Clippers' six. They come up with one run and one hit. No errors, no one left on base. We played six here in Greenwald, 8-6. Lake Henry with the lead over Watkins. We're back in a minute.
Day after day, month after month, El Rosa Grain and Feed continues to lead the area as your Hubbard feed dealer. Find the perfect blend of Hubbard feeds for your dairy operations, hog feeds, and chicken feeds, too. El Rosa Grain and Feed can customize your feed order and offers delivery right to your farm. If you are looking to buy or sell your grains, talk with Tim for pricing. El Rosa Grain and Feed, your Hubbard feed dealer, wishes good luck to the El Rosa Saints and all area teams competing in the 2020 Region 15C tournament.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They're licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Kutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozer and backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They're available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Kutzer Excavating, serving the local area.